Iraqi weather forecast says clouds will be on the increase. We might see a stray shower or a thunderstorm. We'll have a high today of about 76. President Obama is at the United Nations this morning. He is urging countries to work together to try to resolve international problems.
By forging alliances with old adversaries, by supporting the steady emergence of strong democracies accountable to their people instead of any foreign power.
The president emphasizing the UN's mission is to resolve the problems with diplomacy, highlighting America's sanctions against Iran for its nuclear program and against Russia for its annexation of Crimea. The president adding that powerful nations have a responsibility to uphold international order. The first and only meeting of a special commission to review the findings of a study about the Kenosha Fire Department included some members not all that happy with how the meeting was conducted. Alderman Jan Mikulski telling the Kenosha News that he had some problems with City Administrator Frank Bassetti simply taking control of the meeting, which had no listed agenda to begin with and for which no minutes were documented. Bassetti tells the paper he doesn't agree with that assessment. Alderman David Bogdala suggesting he might seek some legal action under the open meetings law. The long-anticipated fire department study sought, in part, to determine if a new West Side station was needed, along with another rescue squad. Kenosha County Division of Health, in partnership with Gateway Technical College, UW-Parkside, and Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Healthcare, hosting a program from noon till 1 today on the dangers and warning signs of opiate and heroin use and abuse. It takes place on the Gateway campus in room A100S. It's next to the Student Services Building. Scope of the problem in Kenosha County will be addressed, including the signs and symptoms, helping family or friends, and the options for both treatment and aftercare. A similar presentation will be taking place October 14th in the Student Center at Parkside. Wisconsin's new Endangered Resources license plate. It's featuring the bald eagle, and it's proving very popular. Owen Boyle, the acting director of the DNR's Natural Heritage Conservation Program, says these things are kind of flying off the shelves.
When you purchase an endangered resources plate, either the new eagle design or the older wolf plate design, $25 a year goes toward the Endangered Resources Fund, which is used to conserve any non-game species here in the state of Wisconsin.
More than 420 of the eagle plates have been issued in just over a month. In the first year the badger design was available, 1,800 plates were sold, 1,400 wolf plates sold during that design's first year. And Americans making more money and in the mood to spend it, according to numbers out from the Commerce Department today. Personal income ticking up 0.3% in August. That's a tenth less than economists had predicted, but personal spending increased by 0.4% last month. That is more than the smart money expected. Number of economists crediting falling gas prices for that bump in spending. The press briefing this morning by Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth on the weekend discovery of a body in the town of Paris in a cornfield actually left more questions than provided answers, though the victim has been identified as Taiwan Anderson, whose girlfriend reported him missing 2 weekends ago. Sheriff Beth calling it a suspicious death investigation at this point and that they are actively seeking people of interest, though he would not get into specifics of the case. Anderson's body believed to have been in that cornfield about 1,000 yards off Highway A for roughly a week before two area residents made the discovery. The Wisconsin State Patrol holding its annual award ceremony this afternoon in the Madison area. Special tribute to Trooper Trevor Casper, who died back in March during an exchange of gunfire with a suspected robber and killer. Three other troopers, Donald Peterson, Gary Paulus, and Deborah McMenamin, will also be honored for sacrificing their lives in the line of duty. More than 24 members of the State Patrol to be recognized for their actions and exemplary service during the past year. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump unveiling his big tax reform plan.
We're going to cut the individual rates from 7 brackets to 4. 25%, 20%, 10%, and 0.
Trump said there would be no income taxes for single people making under $25,000 a year, married couples under $50,000. There would be elimination of the marriage tax penalty and the federal inheritance tax. He also joked that his plan will cost him a fortune. The Racine Unified School Board's got a do-over tonight at 6 o'clock on the public hearing for the 2015-16 budget, the result of having done the hearing a few weeks ago without a quorum and an objection raised by some folks in Sturtevant. Meanwhile, after the budget hearing, the regular board meeting takes place, and that includes a vote on an upgrade of the central office kitchen facilities, which are currently at Gifford, but which would shift to the district offices on Mount Pleasant Street due to the Gifford expansion to a K-8 school. Advanced construction is recommended for the project. Their bid, $687,000. A 43-year-old Kenosha man arrested last night in connection with the death of a woman as he was driving toward the Gurnee Police Department's parking lot. The killing at a residence in Gurnee reported Sunday morning, prompting law enforcement to swarm that neighborhood. David Broxham was arrested after having initially come to Gurnee as part of a visitation with his two children. That's according to Lake County News Sun. Unconfirmed reports have the victim being Broxham's ex-wife. A Richland Center woman's in custody. She reportedly tried to kill another woman with antifreeze. The 25-year-old suspect arrested for attempted first-degree intentional homicide. The 68-year-old victim recovering at Meritor Hospital in Madison in stable condition. Victim's blood test showed high levels of ethylene glycol, the main ingredient with antifreeze. The days are getting shorter, and drivers may be facing a couple of extra hazards to deal with out on the roadways. First of all, you got the deer very active now, and that's going to continue through November. David Papps, director of the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety, says deer crashes can happen at any time of the day, so be careful.
But deer tend to be most active in the early morning and early evening hours. All drivers need to be alert, but not surprisingly, motorcyclists are especially vulnerable. Last year in Wisconsin, 10 people lost their lives in deer vehicle crashes, and 8 of those were motorcyclists.
Another challenge, he says, the sun's blinding glare at sunrise and sunset this time of year. And it's the last go-round you may have heard for NASCAR driver Jeff Gordon on a full-time basis. Well, there's word today that Tony Stewart is going to be calling it a career after next season. ESPN says the 3-time Sprint Cup Series champion will eventually turn over his number 14 car to Clint Bowyer. He's 45 years old. He's tied for 13th right now in career victories with 48, but none this year. Green Bay Packers, Kansas City Chiefs game coming up tonight at Lambeau Field. A lot of folks getting ready to have a big party time tonight and watch the Packers go for victory number 3. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers says it's going to be fun going up against his good friend, Chiefs quarterback Alex Smith. But Rodgers says he doesn't necessarily like the prime time games that start so late.
I'm not crazy about them. It's fun to, they're fun to play. You know, you grow up watching Monday Night Football and Sunday Night Football. Playing on the lights is fun, but it's obviously we, some of the older guys, think we'd like the noon games to get in, play, and get out.
Linebacker Clay Matthews says it ought to be another high-intensity atmosphere.
Primetime games are obviously, you know, fun to play in, to kind of let everybody focus on your team, what you've been able to accomplish, and hopefully we get the same type of reception we did from the crowd last week, against the Seahawks, and can keep the momentum going with another big win.
Packers, of course, beating the Bears and Seahawks, the 1-1 Chiefs, idle since their loss to the Broncos a week ago Thursday. Kenosha Board of Park Commissioners agenda for late this afternoon includes a resolution to proclaim the second Saturday of each October as the Includable and Accessible Play Day in the city, tying into the formal opening October 10th of the Dream Playground. Racine Police Department's newest canine, on the job, ready to go whenever the need arises, Xena, handled by Officer Donald Rabarick. She returned from extensive 8 weeks of training down to Virginia. Xena's a multi-purpose canine, trained in narcotics, article searches, tracking, apprehension, and, of course, handler protection. She's an all-black, 1.5-year-old German Shepherd. Her picture, by the way, plastered all over the Racine Police Department's canine Facebook page. Xena, the only female, though, among the department's 4 canines. Scientists at NASA say there is evidence there's water on Mars. NASA spokesman Jim Green announcing their research has shown some dark streaks on the planet, likely caused by liquid salty water and that it flows during the planet's summertime. The answer is still no from Congressman Paul Ryan to whether he would change his mind and take over from the retiring John Boehner as Speaker of the House.
It took me all of about 8 seconds to know that I did not want to replace him. That's typically the question I get these days. It's something I've considered before. I've put enough thought into this before, and I immediately, to inquiring colleagues into the media, made sure that people knew that I was not going to seek this.
On WRJN this morning, the congressman said he can get more done chairing Ways and Means, and he doesn't want to disrupt his family life any more than it is.
Leaving Ways and Means, I think, would be a distraction from the cause and the issues that I think need attending to. That's point number one. Point number two, the speaker job is one where you are expected to travel the country about 100 days a year. A third of your job is traveling the country for your colleagues. Jana and I have a 10, 12, and 13-year-old at home, and I'm just not going to do that.
The Janesville Republican believes the speaker's job is actually best suited for an empty nester like California's Kevin McCarthy, whose children are in college. A reminder, Congressman Ryan's listening sessions are next Monday, 11:30 at the Burlington Veterans Terrace, 1:15 at Kenosha's Snap-on Innovation Works, and at 3 p.m. in the Racine Theater Guild. AccuWeather forecast, increasing clouds this afternoon, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm, high 76. Tom Cargo, WRJN News.